I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Survival is an ongoing struggle for thousands of Syrian refugees in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Few tents could withstand two major winter storms in 12 days, so refugee families are looking for shelter wherever they can find it. And their options are few to none, according to Tom Adama with Heart for Lebanon.
Remember that Syrian refugees in the country of Lebanon do not get refugee status, so they're not allowed to rent or buy or use any what we would call decent buildings. So the majority of the refugees in the Bekaa Valley live in what we call tent settlements. It's basically oversized Boy Scout tents on a concrete slab or dirt floor.
But physical help and the hope of Christ go far in times like these. We'll connect you to Heart for Lebanon at our website. And we connected to Shin Meng, a freelance illustrator who's working with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, to talk about using art for missions.
Artists always have to look at like the brokenness of the world or the beauty of the world. And I think because it inherently everyone looks for the beauty and also experiences pain and brokenness in the world, the gospel is actually perfect to like bridge that gap.
Thanks to social media, everyone has a chance to dabble in art, but Meng wants Christians to pursue creativity.
Pray that there will be other artists that would rise up and create art that is evangelistic, rise up and see the beauty of God and tell the story of like to the new generation why God is beautiful and why God cares for them.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.